الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, elders, young ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us into different conditions. And this is ahwal, different halat. We all have been going through various conditions, we are going through some halat. If one ponders clearly, one will understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually making our tarbiyat. A little child is misbehaving. The mother and father loves the child. They teach the child, advise the child, admonish the child, reprimand the child. They show tolerance. They forgive, they overlook. But the child is not behaving. The child does not take heed to the advice of the parent. He continues, misbehaves. When they're going out to some visitor's place, or some friend's home, there too the child is misbehaving. There comes a time when the parents realize that now we're going to be a bit hard on the child. And the purpose is what? Not to cause pain to the child, not to hurt the child, not to injure the child, but they want the child to get some discipline so that the child is an upright child, is an obedient child. And so that this child can become a dutiful child to the parents. So sometimes the parent will deprive the child now of going outdoor anyway. You see, the child is grounded. You can't go anywhere. You can't go to your friends. The child is deprived of some of the leisures or pleasures, entertainment it used to get. You can't go play soccer anymore. For the next 1 month, you're grounded. No friends, no communication, you can't do anything. All this is for the tarbiyat of the child. The parents are going to discipline this child. In a similar way, without looking at the rest of the world, without looking to the person next to you, sitting next to you, without thinking of somebody at home, maybe my wife, maybe my grandfather, or my grandchild, or my cousin, or my uncle, or my neighbor, look at ourselves. We only realize the ni'mat of masjid when this ni'mat was taken away from us. And therefore tonight we make abundant shukr again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving us a chance again to talk about His greatness, talk about some aspect of Islam so we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala is making our tarbiyat. So many things in our lives. When it came to monetary dealings, how often we may have deceived some person. How often we just bought some goods knowing it wasn't lawful for us to buy it in this manner. But we bought it to make the quick buck. How often it was greed that made us deceive our customers. So many other aspects, social dealings, monetary dealings, at home with our wives, with our parents, our wedding functions. We can go on talking about these things. There is no doubt, no shadow of doubt, the manner in which we have wasted, made such israf in our functions and parties, especially nikahs, halls, elaborate functions, whole week there's food, entertainment, there's intermingling, men, women, there's mehndi parties, bridal showers, people are invited, or we actually hire musicians, and such people who will come and bring such customs in our home, which is exactly against Shariat, drawing the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many chances, many excuses, make amends, make tawbah, istighfar. Amount of israf when we're traveling in the plane, people get the tray of food, they'll touch here and there, and the whole thing is chucked back into that bin. No pain in our heart. We travel abroad also, and we do such things, engage in such activities as though there is no Allah existing. And Allah was watching everything we did. There we thought my wife is not there, so now I can do what I want. I'm enjoying myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making our tarbiyat now. Like the child who's grounded at home. You can't go out, you can't do this, you can't do that. Now you listen to me. Our masajid were not abad. And now also when the masjid is open, a lover of the masjid of Allah, lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll make sure he comes even before the masjid door is open. An ashiq of Allah, his hal is different. You know, we talk about ushaq. One example I'll give you, which I heard many times, you'll also heard it. The Shaykh of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, was in a different realm, different world altogether. A real ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Yusuf me chota sa nojawan tha, bacha. Perhaps he was not even baligh at the time. He said, in the jungle, just my Shaykh and myself, every single night, 2 o'clock in the morning it is, my Shaykh used to wake up, and I used to have the water ready for my Shaykh. It was cold water which I should keep close to my body, so the warmth of my body may come onto the bottle. So a little bit of lukewarm water my Shaykh can make for his tahajjud wudu. He says that from 2 baje se, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah ali, ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engaged in tahajjud. Lengthy rakats of tahajjud. After all the zikrullah, their zikr was like our zikr, 1 minute and we finish. Their zikr was ajeeb. Munajat maqbool, qasida burda, dua, tilawat of the Quran, after fajr, continues, ishraq finish, right till about 10 o'clock, charge time. Hazrat say, me, mujhe bhook lagti thi, young boy. But because my shaykh's love I had, and I was so engrossed, he's talking to Allah. He said, when my shaykh used to recite Quran, as he's reading, suddenly, Allah, Allah. There was nobody to show them. No question of riyah and ostentation. This was real in a different world. Ashiq of Allah will look for every excuse and opportunity to be obedient to Allah, to give his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is making a tarbiyat. Now if that child whose parent is now reprimanding it, nursing the child so that it becomes an obedient child, so that it becomes a dutiful child, after all the so-called punishment the child is given, after all that, if the child still remains to be disobedient, After all what we see in the world, after all whatever halat we are experiencing, if we have not become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have not made sincere tawbah and istighfar, we have not changed our way, our customs, our nikahs, our functions, our walimas. Let us not beguile ourselves by calling one qari sahab and hazrat and having one qirat, and he gives the bayan, and then the food is now being served, and then this woman starts coming in, and young girls half naked, and you got music playing. Who are we fooling? Have you not learned a lesson still? Few months back, our last talk, I think, here, before all this took place, I said, the people of Yunus, Qawm Yunus, they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they saw that azab coming, when they saw those clouds, they realized, لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابِ الْخِزِي فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The moment they made tawbah, he brought iman, Allah removed the punishment. Allah loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. The fact that he's putting us through this halat, making our tarbiyat. Wait, listen to me now. Now become closer. Make sure you're reading your salat properly. Make sure you have finished your qazai, umri. Make sure you're making tilawat of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, now we hardly see a masbuk. Whether it's first jama'at, second jama'at, hardly a masbuk. Now because we are early, alhamdulillah, tilawat of the Quran. Ask ourselves, how much tilawat of the Quran we made before? How much dhikrullah? How much of dua? Our ibadat must improve, and our social conduct in the world, in our companies, in our businesses. What type of Islam we display to our non-Muslim friends and people at work? When we entered that office, did they see some noor coming in? Did they see good akhlaq coming in? Did it cause them some curiosity to tell me, please, what is your deen? Who are you? A disbeliever would just see the salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it attracted him. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu ta'ala, he came to Makkah and people told him, don't listen to that man, Muhammad. He's speaking things which are ash'ar, poetry. So he says, I actually place cotton wool in my ears so that nothing must come into my ears from what that man is going to say. But when he came to the haram, he just saw Rasulullah reading 2 rakat salat. And it pulled him. And he went closer and he heard Rasulullah reciting something. He followed Rasulullah to his home. Please tell me, what were you reciting? Nabi Akram recited. It was either 3 quls or Qul A'udhu bil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bil Rabbin Nas. And khalas, he embraced Islam. Sahaba who went to China, just they lane them. The business dealings was sufficient for the people there to embrace Islam. Allah knows best what is going to be next, what's going to happen. It's not in our control. What is in our control or capability is our amal. As Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his kitab, Al-Ihtidal, he has mentioned a riwayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've heard it before, that your amal are your rulers. A'malukum umalukum. Oh, if our amal are good, then inshallah we'll have favorable conditions for us. A'mal are bad, then Allah will not put raham in the heart of the ruler. Then difficult conditions will come. All these conditions are only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ta'alluq with Allah. There are so many incidents, waqiyas of our muzghanateen, akabir, when conditions were so difficult, so difficult, so difficult. Sometimes they're traveling by sea and there's a storm. And everything they tried, nothing is coming right. And they're going to sink. People will drown. Ibn Arabi rahmatullahi is mentioned regarding him. Then people come to know who this person was. All the time, they had humility. They didn't show their piety and taqwa to any person. There are certain occasions, then when people come to know, oh, look at this man. He addresses the sea. Ya bahar uskun. O sea, remain calm. And immediately the sea remains calm. There are many Allah wa Allah. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in's waqiyat is full. Can we ever imagine? For us, we'll say, no, how is it possible? You know, this is not, again, it is again science and this can't be possible. That the Sahaba went over the sea, riding their horses, and the Sahabi says, وَمَا بَلَّ الْمَاءُ خِفَافَ إِبِلِنَا. Let alone the water touching us and we getting wet, it did not even moisten the hooves of our horses. There are so many waqiyah there. Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala is told by Umar ibn Khattab, Tamim, volcano has erupted. You must go and put it off. Umar said, Tamim, go. He goes behind the volcano with his hand until it is extinguished or suppressed. Our ta'alluq with Allah, each person individually, and of course then collectively, each person's ta'alluq with Allah has to come right. And we cannot procrastinate any further, any longer. A person who requires an operation, he delays, he's all pokey next week, hope doctor says 2 weeks time or 3 weeks time, then comes the time the doc says, no more, now you have to come. Otherwise you'll get gangrene, otherwise you'll get heart attack, this will happen, that will happen. So finally he has to give in. An operation will take place. Our operation is taking place now by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In simple terms. But all these things now should have already made us realize. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us some of these ni'mats back. These are opportunities for us again to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try our level best to polish our hearts, to make tazkiyah of our hearts. And this is very, very important. To cleanse our hearts. To make our hearts spark. To make our hearts soft. This is the mujahada all of us are going through. When we wake up in the morning, we must have no malice for any person. Greed must not come into our hearts. Pride, arrogance, jealousy, ujab, vanity. A sahabi, when he would do any good deed, he was so fearful that this deed I have done must not be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they give sadaqah, charity, then the hearts would tremble. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً. And they would cry, Ya Allah, you will accept it, Ya Allah. I mentioned before, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba, can you imagine anything greater than building the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And after building the whole Kaaba, the words that are mentioned, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا عُلَمَا وَلَا understand. The word taqabbal from the bab tafa'ul, which has the meaning of takalluf. Simply, what does it mean? Then you say, Allahumma rabbana iqbal minna, wallah accept it. Rabbana taqabbal, wallah, in English, wallah we beg you, we implore you, please accept it. It's not worthy of being presented to you. It's a plea they are making. So here Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they would be very fearful that whatever we have done, we have accomplished something. Nabi Kareem some gave me basharat. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Despite gaining glad tidings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I would have said, Alhamdulillah, we over now. They became even more fearful. There's not one incident, hundreds of incidents. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala is passing away. He was stabbed by Pharaoh's Abu Lu'lu and you know the whole incident. He is passing away. He puts himself onto the ground. His cheek on the ground. In this humble state, he is leaving the world. And what does he say? All I wish is my good deeds must just knock off my bad deeds. He was told, radiallahu anhu, not once, many times, Nabiya Kareem said, Ana wa Abu Bakrin wa Umar. Ana wa Abu Bakrin wa Umar. On the mountain, O mountain, uskun, be calm. A Nabi is on top of you. A Siddiq is upon you. A Shaheed is upon you. But he was fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kya hoga? Our condition is what? Little bit here and there, we read something, mashallah, we become like, you know, kamilin. Mashayikh say, kamil shakhs kabhi nahi itrata hai. Listen to this. Kamil shakhs kabhi nahi itrata hai. Person who is kamil. Kamil means he's really an arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything of his life, he's got everything in order. He's pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's very careful what he does. You have to look to find some mistake in him. He's eating, he's drinking, he's sleeping, he's dealing, everything, his ibadah. It's all so careful and he tries his level best to everything must be as perfect as possible. You'll never find him boasting and bragging. What is salient in the Kamili, they have tawazu. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentions, I can read the Urdu out for you. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah has mentioned, the gist of it is, he explains in this dunya that meaning Musliman have every quality that's required to be successful in this world. We have adal, insaf, etc. He said, lekin hamare andar nazam nahi hai. Nazam means everything in order, in sequence, arrangement. We don't know, no nazam in it. Everything is haphazard, it is chaos. And he says, uski wajah kya hai? He says, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Ramal farmaya tha. These are buzuhani, these are mashayikh. Their hearts were different, their minds were different. Ta'aluk with Allah, pure. And Allah would inspire them. So he said, Hazrat Haji sahab Ramal farmaya karte te ke, nazam nahi hai. Aur nazam na honi ki wajah ye hai ke, musalmanon mein اتفاق نہیں ہے اتحاد نہیں ہے there's no unity and then he says مسلمانوں میں اتحاد اور اتفاق اس لیے نہیں ہے کہ ہر آدمی سمجھتا ہے کہ میں دوسروں سے افضل ہوں every person thinks I am greater and better than the next one the moment a person thinks I am better than him there'll never be اتفاق and unity There'll only be unity when I genuinely regard myself as being inferior to the next man. A kamil person never boasts and shows off. We see a wrestling match or a boxing match. So before the fight starts, the two wrestlers, they might come together, look at each other, try to scare the next person. But you'll never find anyone jumping and say, I won. Nobody. Inside his heart, he's very worried, he's fearful that I mustn't be defeated, I must win. But he tries to instill some fear and awe in the opposition to make his face funny or whatever he like. But as this fight begins, both are afraid that he must not put me on the ground, he mustn't throw me off the ring, I mustn't lose. The only time the man will jump out of joy, when the referee will raise his hand and say, right, he's the winner. And you won, and this fellow lost. That's when he can jump and he can boast. Till then, nobody can boast. Person writing exams. You ask him, how's the paper? Alhamdulillah, make dua. But he knows, he learnt his work, and he knows he did well, he passed. Just make dua. Second paper, but how's it? You'll pass, top 10, just make dua. Whole exam he'll say that. The only time he'll say, Alhamdulillah, yes, I was successful, when the result is given to him. My respected brothers, elders, mothers, sisters, our result will be given to us on the day of Qiyamah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Allah says, on that day of Qiyamah, when your namai amal, your register, will be given in your right hand, that's a sign you passed. Such a person, his hisab kitab will be very light, very easy. They won't even check your, what, just go through. And he will go to his family happy, triumphant, victorious, I made it. Another verse, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِنِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَا. In school, you find a child who fails, he ducks his report, he hides it. Mother, father ask, where's the report? I don't know, they're going to post it. Nothing comes. But the person who came out first, he did very well, is displayed, he shows his uncle, grandfather, grandmother, see my report. He passed. Like that in the day of Qiyamah, the person who is successful, he say, Ha'um, aw, ikra'u kitab, see my book, I passed. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِ كِتَابُهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِهِ. The one who fails, who's given his book in his left hand. He says, how wish I was not given my result. Another verse, وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِي, from behind. Allah Ta'ala won't even give it to him nicely to him. From behind, just take you. وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِي. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. He'll cry destruction over himself. He'll be thrown into Jahannam. May Allah protect us. So it is extremely important. Mashaykh always say that always have in our life tawadu, humility. This is the gur of tasawuf in my simple words. Tawadu. Hazrat Mawla Yusuf Mutahala Rasab Rahmatullah Ali of UK, very great buzurg he was, as the Shaykh al-Hadith, as the Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, khas muhabbat for him. As Mawla Yusuf Mutahala Rahmatullah Ali, he used to come to South Africa many times. So many things we can discuss about him, but I'm not going to digress. They asked him, or he explained to the people, what is tawadu, what is humility? So he said, humility is like when you're coming out of the Haram Sharif, you know, when there's a huge crowd, after Jummah or after Taraweeh Salah, and everybody is coming out. People are pushing. That time nobody is saying, this is Dr. Saab, Hazrat, Mufti Saab. There's no Hazrat title, nobody knows you. Everybody pushing you, your champal is gone one side. And everybody is pushing you out. At that time, you endure everything. You can't think of yourself superior to any person. You are Mr. Nobody. He said, in your daily activities, every day at home, your work, masjid, wherever you are, you must feel the same as you're coming out of the haram, that you're Mr. Nobody. Somebody pushes you, nothing. So I'm nothing. Somebody doesn't give you that honor and respect. It's a different thing. We must show adab to elders, etc. But the person mustn't wait. I must be called in front. Real tawadu, he sits quietly, nobody even realizes. Mawlana Qasim Nanwati Rahmatullah Ali never used to like people to know him. And he sits quietly in the majlis gathering. Until one day they came to him, this is Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanwati Rahmatullah Ali. Real kamil shakhs, wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find in his walk also tawadu. In his speech there'll be tawadu. In his writings there'll be tawadu. His bayan there'll be tawadu. In every aspect of his life you see humility. You see a huge tree laden with fruit. What happens? It bends. The greater the person is, the more taqwa a person has, then automatically he should bend. And it's easy for the people to pluck the fruit now. He'll bend. And see to the people, give them the different fruit. How? Having this tawadu. And that is why Allah, Rasulullah SAW is mentioned so easily. Man tawadu'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. That person who lowers himself solely for the sake of Allah, not for any ulterior motive. As I mentioned many times, boy is bending down. Why? Because in front of that uncle, he wants his daughter. You see, he's such a pious boy. Solely for the sake of Allah. If you do that, رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ Allah will raise you. And tawabu does not mean that you half bent and you're walking like this. No. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, saw somebody walking like this. But kya wa, you sick? He said, no. This person tried to explain tawazu. He said, that is not tawadu. That is not tawadu. So this quality of tawadu, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, people were talking, giving definitions of tawadu. He heard, he didn't say anything, kept quiet. Then they asked him, Hazrat, what is tawadu? So he says, يخرج الرجل, a man comes out من بيته, from his house, he emerges from his house. فلا يلقى مسلما, he didn't see any Muslim, إلا ظن أنه خير منه, except that he believes that that man is greater than me. He really believes that man is greater than me. Now ask ourselves, we come out from our homes, anytime Ustad entering the madrasa, he's got pupils, does he think that they are greater than him? You're the boss of your company, do you think the workers are greater than you? You're the imam of the masjid, do you think that your musallis are greater than you? You're the president of some organization, do you think that everybody else is greater than me? Genuinely, as the Tanya mentioned so clearly, fil hal and fil ma'al, presently and in the future, that I regard myself as kamtar. And they didn't just say, they were not just words that they just made up and sounds nice and made some malfuzat. Today we quote those malfuzat. They meant what they were saying and they had it in their lives. And that is why their lives had some noor in their lives. There was a glitter, the chamak. They practiced what they preached. They had the fikr for whole mankind. When people would sit by them, they said to this niyat, ki main mareez hu, main bimar hu, I've come for a prescription. And therefore, because of the sincerity, when they would leave that gathering, they would already feel, they would feel better spiritually. How often we go to a doctor, and he gives us, he checks us, he only examined us, he only prescribed some medication. But when we're coming out of the age, this dog is good, man. His hands are different. You already feel a little bit better. So, in those days, when they would have ta'alluq with a sheikh, they did it for a purpose. If they sat in a majlis, they knew it was sincere. Allah knows best what our intention is. Speaker is, I must have some nice mari masala in my majlis and bayan. It must go viral. Everybody must say, wah, wah. And people also, let's see what he's saying. He's saying right things. What he's saying, let's see. Oh, then our niyat is wrong. Don't go and test the doctor. We'll get more sick. Doctor must not just give wrong prescriptions also. That is why it is very, very important. This tazkiyah is not a joke. And without tazkiyah, we may do a lot of good deeds, but because we didn't make tazkiyah of ourselves, we lost out on ikhlas. Perhaps we did something out of show, so everything is zero and naught. There's so many bimanis in our lives. Greed, anger, pride, jealousy. But when a person begins to show importance to his tazkiyah, to the salah, purity of his heart, then Allah guides him, like Allah makes a tarbiyat of the person. Allah guides him. And then he becomes so conscious of every action of his. Sometimes he will do the wrong, he'll get angry, but immediately he'll restrain himself. Immediately. Toba, toba, astaghfirullah, should not have got angry. Or he made ghibat. Immediately after making ghibat, he'll ponder. Ahadith of ghibat. The bayan he heard on ghibat, he realized that his ghibat is only going to destroy my amal. And the noor of my heart is going to disappear. My namaz I read now, all the thing is going to go down the drain. So immediately he will come back. He'll make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll make tawbah, istighfar. It will continue for some time until that bimari then disappears from him. But until we're not serious about it, then none more tazkiyah will take place. Our hearts will never become pure. And we'll continue in this way. And we will be such that we will lose. We talk about Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. And I was mentioning to the students such examples of Sahaba, how they behaved. And I say, look at our lives. هَذَا الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الصَّحَابَةِ Poles apart. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, tell me this one incident. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu is going to the masjid. It was Jumu'ah or some salah. As he's going, there was a gutter of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu sticking out, water was coming out, and it obviously splashed onto the clothing of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. So he instructed the Sahaba to pull it off. So they broke that gutter. Abbas radiallahu anhu is the uncle of Rasulullah. He's not an ordinary person. Uncle of Rasulullah. Nabi Akram loved him a lot. In the lesson today with the students, I was explaining to them that Abbas radiallahu anhu was the last Sahabi to make hijrat. Last Sahabi. He accepted Islam. Nabi Akram told him to stay in Makkah. Now Fath-e Makkah is taking place. 8th year. Nabi Akram, some Sahaba, they have left Madinah Munawwara. They come into Makkah. Abbas radiallahu anhu is meeting Rasulullah on route, on the way. He's coming closer to Madinah Sharif. He hasn't reached Madinah. Nabi Akram tells Sahaba, take his belongings and send it to Medina. Abbas, now you come back with us. You come with us too. Your hijrat is made. And Bakr assured him. He said, just like how Nubuwat has been completed by me, that is Rasulullah SAW, like that hijrat is completed by you. Abbas radiallahu anhu, ajeeb he was. He comes to Umar ibn Khattab. Umar is now Amir al-Mu'mineen. Oh Umar, why did you remove my cutter like that? He says, well, it was causing takleef, whatever he said. He said, Umar, Amir Mu'mineen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me permission to place my gutter like that. Umar radiallahu anhu hears that. Immediately, humility, you see. He says, Abbas, O uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please, let me put it right, let me repay it. Abbas said, no. He said, please, and I command you now. He says that I will kneel down. Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen. I will kneel down. Oh, Abbas, you put your foot on my back. And you put the gutter back. Abbas radiallahu anhu had to comply with Amir al-Mu'mineen's instructions. But look at the humility of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant me humility, grant all of us humility. All this thing is to do with our heart. Don't ever look down upon any person. Think of ourselves. We are most inferior. There's one hadith of Rasulullah that I keep on reminding myself and others and our students in madrasa. And that's the gist of the hadith. That the whole life of the person, he's doing very good amal. He's doing the amal of the people of Jannat. But right at the last moment of his life, last moment, he slips. فَيَعْمَلُ عَمَلَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ Before that, taqdeer overtakes him. فَيَسْبِقُهُ عِلْمُ اللَّهِ And the last moment he does the action of the people of Jahannam. فَيَدْخُلُ النَّارِ And he enters Jahannam. Whole life was so beautiful. But again, something in his life he did wrong. Perhaps ujab vanity, that right in the end, he slips. And he slips completely. Loses his iman. Loses everything he did. And he enters into Jahannam. And the converse is the other person, whose whole life he did the action of the people of Jahannam, but last moment Allah gave him such tawfiq. He made such tawbah, istighfar, faya'malu amala ahli al-jannah, fayadkhulu al-jannah. Brings iman, or he makes tawbah, istighfar, whatever it was. And then he does the action of the people of Jannah, and more comes and he enters into Jannah. As I said, we'll only be able to boast and brag and be and shout and be happy when we're given our result in our hand and we've passed. Till then, nobody has barosa. Nobody can make any claims whatsoever. Tawadu in our lives. And if we have this tawadu, the hadith of Rasulullah is absolutely clear. Rafa'ahu Allah. Allah will elevate us. Now don't do something so that we get elevated. Because then our niyat is not right. Do it solely for the pleasure of Allah, and Allah has got ajeeb gharib ways of giving a person honor and respect. Allah has got ajeeb gharib ways of showing a person some mercy and compassion and love. Allah's system is so beautiful, so beautiful. As I said, Allah loves us. Inshallah, if we are sincere, we're going through this tarbiyat period. May Allah grant me first and all of us the ability to understand where we are heading, what are we doing. Each person himself. Let the qibla of my life be straight towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I must really make sure that my heart becomes pure now. And my ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be such that my Allah must be razi with me. My Allah must be razi with me. My Allah must be pleased with me. And if we do this, inshallah, then we will see. When maut will come, we do not know. What is the next fitna? Allah knows best. Allah always make our hifazat. Allah make our hifazat. Hifazat of our children, our wives, our family, our grandchildren, our entire progeny. Always make dua for our entire progeny. Not just ourselves and my children. Your entire progeny. This dua who made? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa min dhurriyati. In the month of Ramadan, imagine simple dua of the Quran. رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. So this last part, وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. وَاللَّهُ make my ذُرِّيَّت pious. Simple explanation. Mufassirin mentioned, يعني, وَاللَّهُ اِجْعَلْ ذُرِّيَّتِي صَالِحِينَ. وَاللَّهُ make my ذُرِّيَّت, my whole progeny pious. And Allah will answer what was. The same Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Rasulullah called him once, Abbas, his uncle. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua for him. It's mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Allahumma ahfadhu fi waladihi. Allah protect him with regard to his children. What does it mean? Protect him how? With regard to his children. Allah don't make it be such that his children become disobedient to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to him, such that because of them becoming disobedient, his whole life becomes miserable. Who wants to see that his child becomes an addict or doing something haram, or he's lost his iman, he's become murtad, or he's doing something haram? Nobody wants it. So Allah, protect my child and protect me regarding my child. In other words, keep my children in sirat al-mustaqim, and that is how Allah Ta'ala will protect us also. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.